I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. A few weeks back, I brought Art a tick in an envelope. This week, he's returned the favor, and I have in front of me a plastic kitchen storage container, a pair of tweezers, a leaf, and what appear to be dead bugs.
They better not be dead. They weren't dead when I left.
Well, they're not moving much.
No, they don't. We've disturbed them by moving them around. Those are oil beetles. They are a kind of blister beetle. Sometimes they have great big bodies. They're very slow moving. Some of them are matte black or metallic blue or metallic green in color. When you disturb them, like when you're poking at them with those.
Now you tell me.
You have the forceps there. Feel free to disturb one. And they're not going to spray anything on you. But what they'll do is they'll continue to play dead. And they will exude a yellowish fluid from their knee joints on their legs. And this is a defense method referred to as reflexive bleeding.
Now, I flipped him on his back.
You see anything at the knee joints? Any yellow droplets of fluid? So they don't always do it on command. But they literally bleed out through their joints, and in their blood is a very caustic chemical called cantharidin. It's a blistering agent. That's how they get their name, blister beetles.
I think you do have a dead one.
It's possible. It may not be the heartbreak of thanatosis. Thanatosis is the 25-cent word for playing dead in insect world.
Where did you find these?
A friend of mine found those up in the mountains. In Virginia, we have four species of oil beetles for certain, and it's very likely there's a fifth species, and we have many more blister beetles. Blister beetles have a fascinating life cycle. They undergo a type of metamorphosis known as hypermetamorphosis. When the egg hatches, the first larval stage looks like a very leggy, almost silverfish-looking creature, and its job is to seek out the correct host. Depending on the species of blister beetle, they parasitize either grasshopper egg cases or the nests of solitary bees. The oil beetle is a bee parasite. When the eggs hatch, their triangulans will crawl up to the flower and they will wait for a bee to arrive and they will latch on to the bee and the bee carries it back to its nest inadvertently. In fact, the larvae are referred to as bee lice. And once the larvae are in the right place, they're in Fat City, they molt, and they look like a very different kind of larva. They're very plump, grub-looking creatures, and they feed on the brood of the bees. But blister beetles in general are very distinctive because they have ant-like heads. They're sort of soft-bodied beetles. Instead of having a hard shell, their wing covers are sort of thick and leathery.
They're not doing anything, so I suspect that you were playing with them at home and everything went well at rehearsal.
It's true. Actually, things went very well the first time I played with them, and I got some nice shots of the cantharidin bubbling out of their knee joints, and I'll make sure that goes on the website. You'll have to check that out.
You gonna leave these with me?
No, sir.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.